Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is April 8th, 2026, and we've got some exciting updates and technical insights to dive into regarding AMD and the broader GPU landscape. Let's kick things off with a quick headline overview of the most significant topics. Headline overview. 1. AMD is set to report its fiscal first quarter 2026 financial results on May 5th, 2026. 2. The Ryzen 9 9950X3D2 processor has been officially priced at $899, promising impressive performance with its 3D V-cache technology. 3. Redox OS has implemented a unique AI policy, prohibiting contributions made using large language models. 4. Intel has released benchmarks for its new Arc Pro B70, showcasing performance in AI, OpenCL, OpenGL, and Vulkan contexts. Now let's dive deeper into these updates. First up, AMD's fiscal report announcement. AMD has announced that it will report its fiscal first quarter 2026 financial results on May 5th, 2026. This is an important event for shareholders and enthusiasts alike. Following the report, management will hold a conference call at 5 p.m. ET to discuss the results. For those interested in the financial health of AMD, this call will provide insights into their performance in the burgeoning AI and gaming markets, particularly as they continue to push boundaries with their GPU and CPU technologies. You can tune in via the AMD Investor Relations website. Next, let's talk about the Ryzen 9 9950X3D2. AMD recently announced the pricing for its Ryzen 9 9950X3D2 processor, which will retail at $899. This processor features two dies equipped with 3D V-cache technology, bringing a total of 206 megabytes of cache. The 3D V-cache technology has proven to significantly enhance performance in workloads that are sensitive to cache sizes, making this chip particularly appealing for gaming and high-performance computing tasks. With its predecessor, the Ryzen 9 9950X3D, priced around $699, the $899 tag on the new model seems justified, especially for professionals who rely on workloads that can leverage the additional cache. This pricing strategy might also help AMD compete against Intel's offerings, especially as we see a growing trend in applications that benefit from larger cache sizes, such as machine learning and data analytics. As we anticipate the launch on April 22nd, it will be interesting to see how the Ryzen 9 9950X3D2 performs in various Linux workloads, given the historical performance trends of AMD's 3D V-cache technology in previous benchmarks. Moving on to Redox OS. In a rather surprising move, Redox OS has established an AI policy that outright forbids contributions made using large language models, LLMs. This decision has sparked discussions in the developer community about the implications of such a policy in open source projects. Redox OS, which is a Rust-based operating system, aims to maintain a certain level of quality and originality in its contributions. The status update also highlighted significant advancements in their graphics capabilities, particularly with the integration of the libcosmic demo in the Cosmic Compositor. They've made strides in their GPU memory mapping and graphics driver development, which is essential for enhancing the overall user experience in graphical applications. Additionally, the introduction of a new CPU scheduler, the deficit-weighted round-robin scheduler, aims to improve performance, particularly in multitasking scenarios. It's fascinating to see how different open-source projects are navigating the incorporation of AI technologies while maintaining their core values and principles. And now, let's turn our attention to Intel's Arc Pro B70. Intel recently launched the Arc Pro B70 graphics card, which boasts 32Xe cores and 32GB of GDDR6 video memory. This card is designed for high-performance computing tasks, including AI workloads. Initial benchmarks have shown promising results, particularly in LLM and AI applications, where the card's capabilities are put to the test using frameworks like OpenVINO and Llama.cpp. The Arc Pro B70 has a maximum dynamic clock of 2.8 GHz and a total board power rating of 230 watts, which is competitive in its class. Early benchmarks suggest that the card performs well in multi-GPU setups, which is essential for developers working on parallel processing tasks. As testing continues, we can expect more detailed comparisons against AMD's offerings, particularly in AI and deep learning workloads. The ongoing competition between AMD and Intel in the GPU market is heating up, and it will be crucial for developers to stay informed about these advancements as they can directly impact the performance of their applications. Closing thoughts. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that the landscape of GPU technology is evolving rapidly, with significant developments from AMD and Intel that could reshape how we approach AI and high-performance computing. The upcoming financial results from AMD will likely shed light on how these innovations are being received in the market, while new products like the Ryzen 9 9950X 3D2 and the Arc Pro B70 are set to challenge existing paradigms in performance and efficiency. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to track these developments and their implications for developers and engineers in the GPU and AI spaces. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily.